And the Rashbam says, "Lefichol tekavosayim, ki Rabbi Shua ben Kananya, we can't hold like Rabbi Shua ben Kananya, lefishen chois min v'shtayim." That's a klal. We don't end off in one brach and say two different inyonim. The perek slash shochlu, hello kishmul the yomad light below the rav. But rather we hold like kishmul, and not like rav, because on rav Abaye gave a curse to. So therefore you can't do like both of them together. So which one should we do? It's better to do like Shmuel. That's talochem. So we only say hamavdu ben kodesh nechol. We don't say mekadesh yisroel and hamavdu. And the end of Gemara Bracha is a shala. How do you end off the bracha by Birchas Hamazon? So we say two things are just bernei rishlayim. So there, one on the other says mention two different inyonim in the same bracha. And the Gemara there says no, we can't say two different inyonim in one bracha. Here also, we can only say hamavdu ben kodesh nechol. We can't say Mekadosh Yisrael and V'yam Avdol. We can't say two things in the same bracha. So the Mara, Ula ikloy lepumpadisa. Ula went to visit the Pumpadisa. Omalei Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Rei. So Rav Yehuda, who was living in Pumpadisa, told his son Rav Yitzchak, go zil amtile, go give kilkola de peri. Like, go give Ula, he's a guest now in our town, go to the house where he's staying and give him a present. Give him a basket full of pears. What's the purpose? The kedai will be able to go into him and stay there, make sure you see the way he makes avdola. So I'm not sure if he meant to say go on Shabbos itself, or how can he carry? Unless they had an eruv there in the city. So he told him, go take the pears now and give it to him, like teach for Shalosh Hurdis. Let him have enough from it on Shabbos and stay there ready and wait until the end of Shabbos and see the way Ula makes avdola. So the kids of Rabbi Yehuda wanted to know, how does Ula make Avdolah? What is Nusach of Avdolah? So Rashbam says, Zilamti lei, Ula, go to Ula. Uvali lezu tirahech mavdol. Have this trick, like, go ahead and give him a present, give him some apple, a basket full of pears, and once you're there ready, stay till you see the way he makes Avdolah. So Ozal, Shodel, Zamor, Loyozal. So his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, didn't go. He himself didn't go. Ishodel el Abayi. Instead of Rabbi Yitzchak going, he sent his friend Abayi to go. Is Kiyosa Abaye, when Abaye went there, till when he came back, Omalei Hechi Yomar. So when Abaye came back, Rav Yitzchak, the one that was supposed to go, asked Abaye, how did Ula say Avdolah? Omalei, so Abaye told him, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh Nechol. That's the way Ula made Avdolah, the way we do it. No, forget, not like us. Omalei, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh Nechol, Omar V'suloi. That's all that he said. He didn't say anything else, that was his whole Avdolah. He just said one Baruch, like Baruch HaTo Hashem, Hamavdu bekodesh lechol. That was the avdola. Besuloi, nothing more. That's what Ula did. Now, osla kaima the avua. Now, Rabbi Yitzchok went to his father, Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei. So his father asked Rabbi Yitzchok, the son, Heichi Omar, how did Ula say the avdola? So Omalei, so his son Rabbi Yitzchok had to confess and say, Ano lo yavli, shino tati, I didn't go. Aba ano shadrisel abayim. Instead of me going, I sent my friend abayim. Habayim went to Ula. The Yomali and Abaye told me, you know how Ula said Avdolah? He said, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Nechol. That's all. That's all he said. So the kids say, we know what Ula Shita is. Like Rashi Rashbam says, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Nechol, who the Yomar Besuloi? That's all he said. So the Gemara says, Omale. So the father of Yehuda said back to his son of Yitzchak, Rav Rivenu say Demar, the Saru say Demar. Hey, since you, the Rashi, he was like Koyaslo, he was angry at him. How come you yourself didn't go? Like he said, like who you were Bagaivinik? Like how come you yourself didn't go? Is Garmalay Lamar, you were Gurn, you caused it upon yourself, to Laitema Shmaitame Pume. You won't be able to say the Alocha from himself. Like you were not able, you did not see Ula. You can't say over yourself to say you saw what Ula did. So it was a bad thing, you say you should have went. I told you to go, you should have went yourself. So Shbam says it to Santiam, he says, Laitigma Shmaitame Pume. The Rav Yitzchak, that nobody's going to say over this halacha now in the name of Rav Yitzchak. Where people are going to say over now, you know what Ula said, they're going to say, Omar Abaye or Omar Ula. Abaye was the one that told us what Ula said. And they're not going to say over, Rav Yitzchak was the one that told us. Now what's the Nafkamina? The Yarmina, the Gemara in Yavama says, that I call Talmud Chochem, Shoim Rim Dov Shmuel Mipiv, Sifsoysov Dogvais Bekever. Anytime a Talmud Chochem says halacha, and people on this world say over that halacha, it's a schus for that tzaddik, as if that tzaddik now is talking in his kever. So, Mel, if you would have been the one to say over that halacha, by the after your nifta, people would still say b'shmait, they'll mention your name, that Rav Yitzchak was the one that told us over the halacha from Abaya. But now that you did not go, our name of Ula. But now that you did not go, just let Abaya go, Abaya is going to have the schus, not you. Of a kitzah, what did Ula do? How did Ula make Avdolah? So, oh Avdolah, Ula just said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ha'amavdu v'kodesh v'chol, v'sula yama, nothing else. For the Gemara Kasha, Meisvei Avakasha and Ula. The klal that kol habrochas kulon, all different type of brochas, usually, like a kol habrochas, usually, a usually nusav of brocha is, it starts off with Baruch Ato Hashem, and it ends off also with a Baruch Ato Hashem. Like an Alamichyo, like an Asher Yotzer, it starts off and ends off. We begin and end off. Baruch. Chutz mi Birchas Mitzvahs, excluding a Birchas HaMitzvahs, that we just start off and not end. Baruch Ato Hashem, it was all Mitzvahs HaSitzis. We just make a Baruch at the beginning and not at the end. Or Birchas HaPeris, a Baruch creates also. We just say Baruch Ato Hashem, we don't end off with a Baruch. Or Bracha Smucha L'Chaberta. But then Amor, you have one Bracha that's right next to the Bracha you said before. Therefore, it does not have to start off with a Baruch, it just ends off with a Baruch. Or Bracha Achrena Sheb Kriyishma. And the last Bracha is of Kriyishma, Baruch Ato Hashem, Gal Yisrael also. We don't start off with a Baruch, we just end off with a Baruch. So usually, every Bracha has to start with a Baruch and end with a Baruch. Only these few cases. Now, with these few cases, Sheyesh Me'em Poseach Ben Baruch V'yein Echaisen Ben Baruch. Some of them start off with a Bracha and don't end off with a Baruch. That's like Birchas HaPeres and Birchas HaMitzvahs. You just start a Baruch Ato Hashem, the Baruch creates, and that's all. V'yesh Me'em, some of them, Shechaisen Baruch, you end off with a Baruch. V'yein Poseach Baruch, you don't start off with a Baruch, though. Like a Bracha Smuch L'Chaverta, or else like Birchas Kriyishma. Like Smuch L'Chaverta is the whole Shemon Esrei. By Shemon Esrei, the only Bracha we start off with is the first Baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem we start off with. But the rest of the Brachas, we don't start off with a Baruch, because each Bracha, Shemon Esrei, is Samach to the first Bracha, the Bracha before it. V'yeshmer Shechayis V'Baruch, V'yem Paseh V'Baruch. V'yatoy V'yametiv, by the Bracha, Atoy V'yametiv, Paseh V'Baruch, V'yem Echayis V'Baruch. That by benching the last bracha we say, Baruch Hashem Atoy V'yametiv, we start off with a Baruch and we don't end off with a Bracha. But we'll soon see why not. But the question is, all other cases usually on the Brachas, you have to start off with a Baruch and you have to end off with a Baruch. So the question is, a regular Havdalah should have like we do. We start off with the Baruch and we end off with the Baruch. How come Ula only said Baruch Ato Hashem, that was his whole Havdalah? Why didn't he start off with the Baruch and end off with the Baruch? So let's see the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Kegoyim Lesatech Patzitzis, V'Yalatilas Lulav. Since we don't say too many things in the Baruch, it's not so long, so you just start off and that's it. You don't have to end off with a Baruch. That's the Rashbam's Yisoyim. If it's not so many words in the Baruch, you don't have to end off with a Baruch. O Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaberto, V'Gornoysen Shoshmon Esrei Baruchas, that we don't start off with a Baruch after the first one, because they're next to the first Baruchas. O Baruch HaAchronah Shebekriyashma. Why not? Why don't we start off with a Baruch there? Afo Pi Shein Baruch HaCheres, Lamal Emenu, there's no bracha right before that. Shishu Baba Baruch, Shrihifsa Kriyishma. I, the first brachas you have, but you made an interruption though. You said Kriyishma now. So, Chura, after Kriyishma, why don't we start off with a bracha achreino, with a bracha to Hashem? Why don't we just end off with Gal Yisrael? Afal Pikein, Eina Maschel Baba Baruch. V'chashvin Lei Bracha Smuch L'Chaverta, Li Oysar Shlefnei Kriyishma. Why? Shurei Mechubar Emes V'yatsev Al Seifesh O Kriyishma. That the end of Emes V'yatsev is like a continuation from Kriyishma itself. Who could amin him a brachas? She'etzorach lismach Emes V'yatsev achar ani Hashem lokechem. You're not supposed to stop after ani Hashem lokechem, but you're supposed to say Emes right away. Kirechiv Hashem lokechem Emes. Hilka kechode brichosa richta damye. It's considered like one long bracha. So Kriyishma then is not really a hefsig. It's like one long bracha. That's why you don't have to start off with a baruch at the end of brachas Kriyishma. Zweiter, Yesh Me'ez Rashi Des Rashbam Shiskanu Shapaseh Ben Mabaruch Ve'Nechaisim Mem Goyin Brachas Peiros Hamitzvus. Yesh Me'ez Shechaisim Ve'Nechaisim Goyin Brachas Mukla Chaverta. Shrei Patros Arishay Nishin Nechas Baruch. Since you start off with a baruch, you don't have to say another baruch. O Brachas Atayv Yamativ now the Brachas Hamozin. This is a question, really. Even though it's so much to the bracha we just said before,
We just said a bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. So how come you have to start off now with another baruch? Why isn't the last bracha of benching considered some chaverta? Shrei hischa b'bircha samazin. Afal pikein paseach b'ma baruch. Still we have to start off with a baruch. Mishum de bracha b'yantfei nafsha. The fourth bracha that we say after Bnei Yerushalayim, that's a new bracha by itself. That's only midirabbanan. As midiraisa, there's only three brachas to benching. The last fourth bracha we say is only midirabbanan. And iskin rabbanan meritakonam, mishum arugay beter. All the people that were killed in beter. And later, shenitlu kfura. They were zoicha that they found them and they were able to be covered, put them to bury them. So we say, hatoiv shleyas richo. That's one thing. That they this is really the whole nusach of bracha. Really, all she was just saying is just Hamelach Atoiv Yametiv. And what's the Atoiv Yametiv? That the Ruge Beito they would nitten lekvurim. To say Atoiv Shleyas Richel, the bodies are not right away. For Yametiv she nitten lekvurim. Avul Onu Marichin Boktzas. Even though Oslo Meisid is one of the biggest brachas we have. We're Maruch, we put a lot of other things into this bracha. Like we start off, okay, Lovino, Makenu, Adrenu, Moreno, Galenu, Asenu, Neshenu, Gosh, Yakoi, and we end off, Hugomolenu, Galenu, Galenu, Lad. We add a lot of things to it. So Hashbam says, Lena Bo, Sholosh, Malchis, Gneforsh, Barak, Shosh, Zochlu, we just add on to the bracha. But really, the Ikka bracha is just, HaMelech HaTov Yametiv, that's all. And we have a long Nusach here, we add other things onto it. Hilka kulo chad hoidohi. Those things are considered like one hoidoh. Kabirchas aperis, or kabirchas amitzvus. Vleiboy chesima. That's why it doesn't have to end off with a chesima. So the reason why it starts off with the baruch, even though it's right after the bracha before, b'nei bracha v'yushlayim amein, is because it's not called the bracha smuch al chavertam. Because after b'nei yushlayim, that's it from midiraisam. This last bracha, bracha to Hashem, hakel avino, that's a tikkun the rabbanon, they're masakin later on, mishum aruge beter. That's why it starts off with the baruch. Then the question is, according to the Rashbam Shita for sure, the Rashbam learns that any time you have a long bracha, you have to end off with the baruch. Birchas HaPeris is only because it's a small bracha. So Chura, this is a long bracha. So the answer is no, this is also really a short bracha. Really it should have just been HaMelech HaTov Yametiv. Just Agav, once we say HaTov Yametiv, we add already a few other things also to make it into a long bracha. But it's not Pshat Metchila they are mistaken this bracha to be a long bracha. Therefore, it just starts off with the baruch and does not end off with the baruch. So these are the klal and brachas. But I call upon a